then if you were that lady, what would happen? She got so angry that she wanted to kill him. And you son of a gun, you are nobody. Just because we give you a lot now, you want to eat this? Yes.
She said, patience is best, and restrained herself.
Here, for the story, this logical fellow, the lady, the master didn't do it himself, sent the lady, right? The lady will remember that, be patient. We will discover, yes.
Patience is best, and restrained herself. She said to the Hodja, listen to this wonderful thing. Such a wretched slave, a traitor. We thought he could be trusted.
That is the point that in none of your calculation was there. When I talked about the master and the slave and all of that, they trust him. They have to, isn't it? And this is what it is, because we trust the slave to have our needs first, then think about it himself or stuff. That's what the slave means. The slave doesn't belong to himself. Yes. Now let's see what will happen. Patient.
How the Hodja bade the girl's mother be patient, saying, don't scold the slave. Without scolding him, I will make him abandon this desire in such a way that neither will the spit be burnt nor the meat be left uncooked.
Okay, this is a very long paragraph, and you read it carefully for two different reasons. One is, what will happen? What is the end of the story? Anybody? You are supposed to read it. Yeah, the king will say, okay, now officially we will give him this girl and blah, blah, let's do the marriage and all that. At the end of the day, at the night that they are sending them in a room, they don't send the girl there. They send a good, strong man to rape this boy. Then, the day after, the boy who doesn't understand what happened thinks that this is what it is, the marriage, and you would hear the rest. Careful, because he is drawing some special lines here to divide the stuff. Logically, yes, the animal is right, but here you will see we are beyond the logical, because the relationship between a slave and the master is supposed to be how? Book 5, Ayaz, we talked about it. Half of the last book was the explanation of slave and master. Because when we say a slave, we don't mean the real slave and slavery. We mean some special relationship which one is supposed to be in love with the other one. That is that slavery that we're talking about. That's why Ayaz is a happiest man and at the same time being a slave. That is the point. So please read it carefully and pay attention even word by word how he explains it. Because at the end of the story is even not very pretty. But listen carefully what he is talking about.
خاجه ای را بود هندو بنده ای پروریده کرده او را زنده ای علم و آدابش تمام آموخته در دلش شمع هنر افروخته پروریدش از طفولیت به ناز در کنار لطفان اکرام ساز بود هم این خاجه را خوش دختری سیم اندامی گشی خوش گوهری چون مراهد گشت دختر طالبان بزم می کردن کابین گران می رسیدش از سوی هر مهتری بهر دختر دم بدم خازگری گفت خاجه مال را نبود نبود سباد روز آید شب رود اندر جهاد حسن صورت هم ندارد اعتبار که شود رخ زرد از یک زخم خار سهل باشد نیز مهترزادگی که بود قره به مال و بارگی ای بسا مهتر بچه که از شور و شر شد ز فعل زشت خود ننگ پدر پرهنر را نیز اگر باشد نفیس کم پرست و عبرتی گیر از بلیس علم بودش چون نبودش عشق دین او ندید از آدم الا نقش تین گرچه دانی دقت علمی امین زانت نکشاید دو دیده غیب بین او نبیند غیر دستاری و ریش از معرف پرسد از بیش و کمیش عارفا تو از معرف فارقی خود همی بینی که نور بازقی کار تقوا دارد و دین و صلاح که از او باشد به دو عالم فلاح کرد یک داماد صالح اختیار که بدو فخر همه خیر و تبار پس زنان گفتن او را مال نیست مهتری و حسن و استقلال نیست گفت آنها تابع زهدند و دین بیزر اون گنجیست بر روی زمین چون به جد تزویش دختر گشت فاش دست پیمان و نشانی و قماش پس غلام خرد که در خانه بود گشت بیمار و ضعیف و زار و زود همچون بیمار دقی او می گداخت علت او را طبیبی کم چنار عقل می گفتی که رنجش از دل است داروی تن در غم دل باطل است آن غلامک دم نزد از حال خیش که از چه می آید برو در سینه گفت خاتون را شبی شوهر که تو باز پرسش در خلع از حال او تو به جای مادری او را بود که غم خود پیش تو پیدا کند چون که خاتون کرد در گوشین کلام روز دیگر رفت نزدیک غلام پس سرش را شانه می کردن سنین با دو صد مهر و دلال و آشتی آنچنان که مادران مهربان نرم کردش تا در آمد در بیان که من امید از تو این نبود که مرا امید از تو این نبود که دهی دختر به دیگانه اونود خواجه‌زاده ما و ما خسته جگر حیف نبود کو رود جای دگر خواست آن خاتون ز خشمی کامدش که زند و از بام زیر اندازدش کو که واجد هندوی مادر غریب که طمع دارد به خواجه دختری گفت صبر اولا و بد خود را گرفت گفت با خواجه که بشنو این شگفت این چنین گرراه که خائن بود ما گمان برده که هست اون معتمد مسترم I wish you could read in Persian because it's a lot of playing with the words. Suddenly, when he will say, "She's my master child," that's not a good translation because he doesn't say "my." He will say "ours." He will use the word "we." He is the master of we, and we are in love with it. Ma, ma, ma. Not man, man, man. So it emphasizes this egocentrism, which is the really basic of animal life. Good night.